Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
In case you haven't noticed, the Democrats are completely emboldened because Republicans have no spine, no backbone, no courage, no tenacity. So Democrat judges will now block funding. They will block funding, private funding, to Border Patrol groups. And they sit up there and they just say, well, you can't do this. Because they only give it to Republicans. And the Sheriff's Department representative says, no, actually, the last two sheriffs were Democrats. And then he says, well, yo, got you there, liberal. But they said it was to stop Biden's border disaster. Well, what do you call 6 million illegal immigrants since Biden took office? I mean, Biden's the president. They did it when Trump was president, too. I mean, they're throwing grandmothers in jail for being pro-life activists. They're throwing 73 and 74-year-old grandmothers in jail for being a pro-life activist. I'll go ahead and get ahead of another story right now. And in fact, let me just preface it by saying this. The Department of Justice and the federal government is watching me and my lawyer even more intently now than they ever have before. Okay. I'm just going to leave it at that. Folks, it's worse than just me being sentenced to jail for my free speech. I'm going to leave it at that for now. But I'll go ahead and get ahead of another story. There's going to be another case very soon. This story's going to break in January. Where individuals who were filming on January 6th are now going to start going to jail. Okay. And you're gonna see things in the next year that you can't even believe. You're gonna see levels of corruption from the Democrat Party and the Biden Justice Department that are even gonna make my case look like nothing. My case is the test case. I'm going to tell you that right now. My case is the test case. And the Department of Justice, if they can arrest Owen Schroyer for his speech, then they have thousands of arrests following. I'm just going to tell you. I don't want to get too out ahead of this. We've got a legal strategy. We've said our piece. The legal fight is ongoing. I can't thank the audience enough for supporting it at defendowen.com. But I'm just telling you right now, they were watching me heavily before. Now it's like 10 times, and it's everything my lawyer is doing. And it's my case that is the test case that's the first domino to fall. I'm going to tell you right now. So if Owen Schroyer... If Owen Schroyer gets incarcerated and this unbelievable overreach by the federal government and Department of Justice for my speech, if they're successful with that, thousands of other individuals and journalists are going to be arrested next. Okay? That's That's what's going on. I mean, you think it's just one liberal judge trying to block $15,000 from getting to Border Patrol? Folks, these Democrats on every level of this government are just berserking to try to destroy our country.
The satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Support for Trump stronger than ever. 300 plus car motorcade spotted on Long Island in New York. Yeah, show me a Biden motorcade. Show me a Biden boat parade. Show me a Biden hat. Show me a Biden rally. There are none. But he has the most votes of all time. Duh. Stupid. That's like, it's like if, let's say, Mike Trout, Major League Baseball player. Mike Trout has the most home runs in Major League history. You say, really? Well, show me the home runs. Well, he doesn't have the most home runs in Major League history. They just said he did, and he just has the numbers on a sheet somehow. So it's insanity. Maybe I'll get into this. No, let me just get into this now. Because from all the election coverage that I've done here at InfoWars, the 2016 presidential, the 2018 midterms, the 2020 presidential, the 2022 midterms, and now we're heading into the 2024 presidential, I've learned a lot. And I will tell you, research when it comes to data and analytics and statistics has always been a strong field of mine, because when you come up in sports media and as a sports writer, that's a major thrust of your work. So I've always been good at that, and that translated well to elections. And so there was a major trend that, if you follow my coverage, you knew about this, but you don't even have to follow my coverage. This is all publicly available data when it comes to elections. And now others are starting to pick up on it. What is the analogy that I've always made? The Biden 2020 election victory is like nobody in Major League Baseball hit 60 home runs for 60 years, and now all of a sudden multiple players are doing it. Well, something wasn't organic. It was steroids. So you find out those numbers were inflated by steroids. But now the same thing happens with votes. So Carrie Lake's people are analyzing this, and they're using it as part of their appeal in her lawsuit. Did you know, this is Tyler Boyer reporting, did you know the Arizona population only increased about 9% from 2014 to 2022? but its voter participation in the same time period increased over 70%. Kerry Lake received more than 50% increased votes than Doug Ducey's first election. Hobbs received twice as many as Duvall. The left's game. Now, again, folks, this is all publicly available data. Looks like they're pulling this. This looks like Wikipedia pages here, but Wikipedia does have good election data, but this stuff is verifiable everywhere, and it's, I mean, 99.8% of the time it all lines up. You might find different numbers depending on what sites you go to, but it's overall usually the same picture. So let me explain this phenomenon. What happened? 2020 is the best example of this because it's the most obvious. 2020 is the 1998 Major League Baseball season, where nobody hit 60 home runs for 60 years, and now multiple players are hitting 60-plus home runs. Losers, typically Republicans, losers like Donald Trump, in the 2020 election, set records for getting the most votes of all time. Yeah, it wasn't just Donald Trump. It was all across the country that the losers in dozens, if not hundreds of major political races, losers were setting records for the most votes of all time. Now, you tell me how that's possible. You tell me. But see, it was the same thing with steroids in baseball. Sammy Sosa hit 66 home runs in 1998. It was more home runs than anybody of all time, but he was still the loser in the home run chase. But it was the same thing. Everybody knew it wasn't natural. Everybody knew steroids were in baseball. But we just ignored it for the time being, and then years later made a big fuss of it and called it corruption. But everybody knew it at the time. It's the same thing happening with our elections. Any honest evaluator of this data, auditor, forensics auditor, data analysis, anybody looking at this would obviously see this and say, there is a giant anomaly here. Something is not natural. It's not just Kerry Lake losing the governor's race in Arizona with a record number of votes. It's not just Donald Trump losing the presidency with a record number of votes. This happened across the entire country. Now, you tell me how that happens. Folks, in some of these areas, we're talking about 40, 50% increase in voter turnout. We're talking obscene numbers here. Impossible, even. But my speech is criminalized by the Justice Department because I doubt that those results are fair. I doubt that those results represented what actually happened. Come on. Come on. Do we really have to play this game? Do we really have to pretend like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds were not using steroids? Do we really have to pretend that hundreds of races across the country in 2020 and 2022, the losers got record voter turnout? Are you really going to argue me that Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama? Really? You believe that? And so you see, that's the frustration here. When I have the Justice Department, which is corrupt, but then you know, the attorneys that get put on these cases that probably are not corrupt people, they're just doing their job. But they're the ones that are going to criminally charge me. They're the ones that are going to write sentencing memos criminalizing my free speech.
And I just sit here and I say, really? Really? You believe Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama? Show me a Biden rally. Show me a Biden hat. Show me a Biden boat parade. Show me a Biden car caravan. Really? I'm not allowed to question an election. I'm not allowed to question whether Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds, and Sammy Sosa used steroids. I'm not allowed to question Barry Bonds, whose head grew five sizes. Looks like a damn bobblehead. I'm not allowed to question that. I mean, are you serious? And so it's beyond just criminalizing my free speech. It's that you're criminalizing speech about an issue that you clearly have no idea about, that you clearly have not investigated for yourself, because this is your country, too. This is your country, too. This is where your kids are going to have to grow up, too. And but I'm not allowed to question how Joe Biden gets 15 million more votes than Barack Obama. I'm not allowed to question how hundreds of losers have record-setting voter turnout. I'm not.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Sizes, and Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, who got a record number of votes, lost the election to Joe Biden. That's all very real, and Democrats have never stoked or tried to incite violence with their rhetoric ever. And so this video here in clip 11 is completely meaningless, doesn't prove any of that, and certainly doesn't show the double standard applied in the justice system here in clip 11.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right, and then we saw, of course, the riots take place all across the United States of America, billions of dollars of property damage, multiple murders, hundreds of police officers and citizens hospitalized.
It's just unbelievable. Why? Why do you lie to yourselves? Why do you lie to the people? Just come out and be honest. Democrats are allowed to do whatever the hell they want. Republicans, everything you do is criminalized. Let's if you were honest about it, I'd have a little more respect for you. So I think Merrick Garland should release a statement saying, yes, Democrats are allowed to riot, Republicans are not. And of course, that's not even fair because Republicans don't riot. We'll even let them lie a little bit in their statements because they can't be fully honest. It's impossible for a Democrat to be fully honest. So no, Merrick Garland should come out and say, liberals, Democrats, progressives, we're allowed to do violence and riots and deny elections, and we can do whatever the hell they want. But our opposition, if they do it, they will be criminalized. Just come out and say it. Just be honest about the state of things in this country. Stop lying to us. We know the truth. If Democrats call for violence because Trump is president, that's legal. If Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones try to stop people from committing violent acts, that's criminal. Okay, that's the country we're in. That's Democrat Party rule. Just say it. Just be honest. And I'm sure that the Biden administration denying Secret Service protection for RFK Jr. wasn't strategic. And now it looked like maybe somebody tried to make an attempt on his life. An armed man with loaded guns arrested impersonating RFK's security team during an event in California. He was impersonating a security officer. RFK's security team was on the ball and said, hey, this guy's not with us, so let's investigate him. They detained him, and then he was arrested for impersonating an officer and falsely claiming to be a member of Kennedy's security team when he wasn't. By the way, there was a powerful C-SPAN segment with RFK Jr. and a caller. I'm going to be covering that later on the War Room. But so there you go. So Democrats can call for violence and engage in violence, and that's all perfectly fine. But if a conservative calls for peace, that's inciting a riot, and you're going to jail. That's how they operate. All right. And it couldn't be more obvious, really, at this point. All right. Let's go quickly here before we get into the latest news with this continued resolution vote. Let's go to a special message from Alex Jones.
Viewers and listeners have heard me for a long time talk about how amazing our products are. But our three best-selling products over the years are not always available because they're so hard to source and get the actual super high-quality ingredients. But after more than 2 years, we finally have all three of these great products, Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, are all in stock right now and are discounted 40% off. This is the trifecta sale. And the ingredients in these products are game-changing. DNA Force Plus, the PQQ, the CoQ10, and all the other known documented highest quality ingredients to boost your immune system, clean out your blood, clean out your cells, and make your telomeres last longer. Go research DNA Force Plus right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus has got the amino acids with the folic acid that actually takes it through your cells and gives you full energy, the preglinone, the copper, so much more, Real Red Pill Plus. Then we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid. The average competitor is 5%. You still get a great response. Turmeric is incredible. All three of these are 25% off individually. But right now, if you get all three, the trifecta, you get 40% off, and it keeps us on air, and it funds the operation. Look, these are already great sellers. People that already got it know how good it is. But for those that have been on the fence and have never tried these products, this is your chance to experience all three at 40% off and support the broadcast. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life Formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants.
antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got more here from Matt Gaetz on this continued resolution. Let me just quickly recap. You have 15 Republicans. This was the last update. I haven't seen a new update. 15 Republicans refusing to vote for this continued resolution. Many familiar names. They're usually on the right side of these issues. Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert. Yeah, there's that name, Lauren Boebert. And now conservatives are doing the Democrats' work of trying to get her out of Congress. Way to go, guys. Nice. Real good idea. Ken Buck, Kim Burchett, Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, MTG, Corey Mills, Ralph Norman, Andy Ogles, Matt Rosendale, Victoria Spartz, Anna Paulina Luna, Paul Gosar. We've seen some pretty good statements from Matt Gaetz, Andy Ogles, Victoria Spartz. We've got more on it now from Matt Gaetz. The 8% cut is only for 30 days. The border policy will be ignored by Biden. This continued resolution funds the election interference of Jack Smith. This is a terrible bill, lumping the funding of disparate agencies of government into one bad vote. This isn't what we fought for in January. It is the opposite, and it doesn't have the votes. Congressman Ogles, with exactly the right answer, single subject spending bills. It is unfortunate that due to poor leadership, there will be a shutdown during this process. It will be painful, and the leaders who blew this deadline must be dealt with. But what is more painful is an immediate future with $2 trillion annual deficits atop a $32 trillion debt. No more games, no more continued resolutions, single subject spending bills or bust. Now, I really don't know what the out here is for these 15 Republicans, because McCarthy's not going to budge, and obviously the Democrats are going to try to ram through whatever spending bill Biden wants. So you got to start thinking outside the box, and you got to start finding a way to get a victory. And if I'm these 15 Republicans, I'm thinking you either have two options. And really, this is, I think, what it comes down to. You either have two options, and that's that you form this voter bloc that will stop the House from moving anything forward and shut down the government. I'm perfectly fine with that. Shut it down indefinitely, for all I care. I mean, the government's only trying to put my ass in jail and keep me on probation for 10 years, so, I mean, hell. Yeah, the government that wants to arrest me and incarcerate me for my speech, oh, no, it's going to be shut down. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm heartbroken. Oh, I'm crying. But aside from that, so either you decide you're gonna be a voting bloc that's going to stall anything and shut down the government, okay? Or you decide it's time to bring the political long knives out against Kevin McCarthy. And you say, okay, I'll tell you what, McCarthy, if you want our votes on this continued resolution, then you put your career on the line. You say that this continued resolution will protect the southern border. You say that this continued resolution will block all funding to Ukraine. So then, put your money where your mouth is. If a single illegal immigrant crosses the border after this continued resolution, if a single penny is sent to Ukraine after this continued resolution, then Kevin McCarthy must resign as Speaker of the House. So then you know you're at least going to get that. Now, would McCarthy ever agree to that? Of course not, and that's the point. Proving Kevin McCarthy is lying when he says this bill will stop the illegal immigration and stop the funding to Ukraine. Then put your money where your mouth is, bud. But he won't do it because he knows it's a lie. I mean, hell, if you wanted to even go after Byron Donalds, well, I think he's one of the good guys. You'd say the same thing to Byron Donalds. Say, Byron, if you really believe this is going to secure the southern border and stop funding the war in Ukraine, then you put your money where your mouth is and you'll resign the minute an illegal immigrant comes across this border and the minute a penny is sent to Ukraine after this continued resolution is voted for. But they're smarter than that. They're smarter than that. It's all illegal already anyway. Crossing, all the illegal immigration is already illegal immigrant. It's already illegal anyway, and now we have to have negotiations in the House to decide whether we're going to keep allowing illegal immigrants or not. I mean, this thing is a joke. This whole Congress is a joke. Kevin McCarthy's an empty suit. And McCarthy at least has enough political wherewithal to support Donald Trump, but even that's probably fake.
I wouldn't trust him, Donald. Federal judge again declares that DACA is illegal, so this thing has been declared illegal multiple times, but it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening. Los Angeles spends $44,000 per temporary tent in homeless village. Yeah. You know, I always wondered who's paying for these tents. We've got these massive tent cities in Austin, Texas. Very nice tents. We're talking like some of these tents, multiple hundreds of dollars, even $1,000. Very nice tents. Where do the homeless get the money to afford these $1,000 tents that they live in? Interesting. Catering services and 24/7 staffing costs an additional $3 million per year, the Los Angeles Times is reporting. They get catering? Catering? Oh, woo! So, and people will say, well, we can't send all the illegal immigrants home. There's just too many. We don't know what to do with them. But we know how to feed them, all right, don't we? We know how to make sure that they're fed, and we know how to make sure they're accommodated as far as travel and lodging is concerned, but we certainly have no clue how to get them out of here, though. That's just impossible. We don't know. But they're well fed, and they've got a house to stay in if it's a tent, and then, you know, they got catering 24/7 and everything else, but we have no idea. There's no way we can get them out. Stunning videos from Mexico, open train. Cars taking hordes of migrants to Biden's open U.S. border. Anything on that, Kevin McCarthy? You think you're going to stop that? Oh, it's just laughable. What a clown. U.K. health authorities erect biohazard tents following influx of sick migrants, sparks fears of deadly virus outbreak. But you need to take a vaccine. You need to wear a mask. And then hordes of illegal immigrants with all kinds of diseases pour across the southern border. And you're supposed to just ignore that. Oh, yeah, I'm sure Biden will stop sending money to Ukraine. Zelensky fires 6 deputy defense ministers as corruption scandals surge in Ukraine. Yeah, Zelensky's firing all the people that are saying, hey, maybe we should reach a peace deal. We're losing hundreds of thousands of our citizens now. And, you said that? Fired. Senator J.D. Vance demands Biden administration reveal a transgender spokesperson for Ukraine military has U.S. intelligence ties after threats to hunt down Russian propagandists. Folks, you can't make this up. This is not satire. This is not Mad TV or In Living Color or Saturday Night Live. There is literally an American transgender individual that is the Ukrainian military spokesperson. You cannot make this up. This is clown world. We are in fully blown clown world. I mean, folks, it's like they don't even try to fake it. It'd be like me up here in a wig and a beard telling you I'm, you know, a female athlete. Nobody would buy that.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So in case you haven't noticed, our country is under attack, and Joe Biden is facilitating all of it. That was the entire purpose of getting him in office, actually. Compromised by the Chinese, compromised by the Russians, compromised by Ukraine. That's the Biden crime family. And so this story is wild. And, you know, really, I probably should have made a bigger deal of this today. But there's just so many other news stories. It's hard to, like I said, we're on a merry-go-round, except the lever's broken, the brakes are broken, the governor's off. There's no getting off. You can't even focus on anything. It's spinning so fast. And there's all kinds of clown horns going off all around you. So the noise interference is a bit of an issue. How do you lose an F-35? U.S. military can't find stealth jet after mishap. Pilot ejected safely from F-35B Lightning II, but there were no immediate crash reports. Military expert says the F-35 could likely travel hundreds of miles without its pilot. South Carolina Republican representative made a statement saying, how in the hell do you use an F-35? How is there not a tracking device? And we're asking the public to find what? The jet and turn it in? Now, look, I'm not somebody that has the military background to answer the obvious question, which is, how does it not have a tracking device on it? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Maybe we really make these things stealth so that we can't even track our own pilots. I don't know that. Maybe we'll take calls on that later this afternoon. I will be hosting the War Room. But now this story gets a lot worse and more interesting. And now it reeks of intentional sabotage. It's being reported that this jet has landed in Cuba. This is the latest report, is that it has apparently landed in Cuba. Now, this whole thing is wild. The story could change 10 times before I even sign off the air today later at 6 o'clock. But let's think about the ramifications of this. China has military installments and bases in Cuba. The F-35 is one of our most important aircraft technologies that we possess. Now, you tell me how an F-35 goes rogue and then potentially lands where there is a Chinese military installment. And I'm supposed to believe that this is all organic and the U.S. government doesn't even know what the hell is going on. This is nuts. This is nuts. So again, I can't leap to any conclusions because I don't have the military intelligence to say, oh, we can absolutely track that plane and knew it all along, or no, we can't track that plane and really it probably is off our radar. I don't know. And maybe we will just open up the phone lines on the war room for people that have that military intelligence, or maybe even try to get a military guest on. I know I do have some other guests coming up, and there's a bunch of other news to cover. But, I mean, folks, this is just ridiculous. Our country is being attacked. The First Amendment under attack, the Second Amendment under attack, Joe Biden attacking the American people with inflation and high energy prices and high taxes, the wide open southern border. Our military is run by sexually confused, deranged liberal progressives. I mean, I'd love to chalk this up to incompetence. I'd love to chalk this missing F-35 up to incompetence and just say, yeah, you know what? We got a military that's more concerned about dressing up as dogs for a sex kink that they have and making sure the government funds chopping off their balls. And so, yeah, an F-35 goes missing because our military is thinking about how to chop up balls and dress like leather daddy dog kink. I mean, oh, yeah, I'd love to chalk that up to incompetence. And certainly there's a level of it. But no, this. You know, the Clintons sold nuclear secrets to the Chinese, right? You know, Joe Biden left a bunch of technology and biodata in Afghanistan, right? You know, Barack Obama gave Iran our drone technology, right? Which Russia and China now also have access to. And now it appears that China has made off with a U.S. F-35. I mean, I shouldn't be laughing, but this is gallows humor at this point. I mean, I want to see it. Honestly, maybe we should just go full SNL at this point, and I should just come on the war room today, and I should just be, I'll dress up as a leather daddy dog kink military general. And I've been neutered. Yeah, hi, I'm General Spike. I'm General Sparky Spike from the leather dog kink branch of the U.S. military. Happy here to tell you I am agender neutered. And we are missing an F-35, and we have no idea where it is. But I have no balls. Look at my dog mask. I'm the leader of the military. Joe Biden also gave Iran $6 billion today. Five Americans freed from Iranian prison as U.S. hands $6 billion over in controversial deal. You know, I'll be honest here. This is difficult because part of me says we got to bring prisoners abroad home at all costs. I don't know if at all costs is fair to say, but I mean, I think it's fair to say this. we should have got a better deal. Now, I'm not going to complain that the Biden administration brought prisoners home. Not going to do that. I can't even imagine for them and their families how important this is. These dual citizens. But, you know, you just get the feeling that five prisoners for $2 and $6 billion should have been a better deal for the U.S. somehow. But we just get raked over the coals. Every deal Biden makes is bad for us. But, hey, I'm not going to not celebrate bringing American prisoners home. But, again, it seems that our president has no negotiating skills whatsoever. And now there's an F-35 missing. And then Tom Cotton, who's been one of the good ones, people are wondering what happened to him. All of a sudden, he's flopped on the Ukraine issue. I wrote to President Biden with my colleagues and urged him to provide Ukraine with the missiles its military needs to win. You can give them all the missiles in the world, they won't win. Not doing so will only prolong the war and cost lives. I mean, that's just completely inaccurate. He knows that. So now people think Tom Cotton's been blackmailed because of this flip-flop and now voting with Lindsey Graham on war. Everybody assumes Lindsey Graham has maybe spent some time intimately with other men or something, and that's why he's blackmailed into all this stuff. I don't know. The flip-flop from Tom Cotton has people asking these questions. And no, Tom, you can give the Ukrainian military every missile that we have in our arsenal, and it still will not win them the war. It will not get any closer to ending the war. It will only prolonging the war. And because of your outright misrepresentation of this, now people think you're blackmailed and maybe in a Lindsey Graham-type situation. Does he spend the night there at what's that that house, that apartment in D.C. that they all like to snuggle up under the covers in with that Democrat pollster, Frank Luntz? They all get nice and huddled up around a fire with Frank Luntz. Maybe Tom Cotton. Maybe he's going to be joining them. All right. The Alex Jones Show rolls on. The other side of this break with the great Gerald Celente, the great trends forecaster, the great American, always fired up. I will be returning to host the War Room. We've got a couple guests coming up, and I may have to call an audible because I had a ton of news already scheduled on the Paxton impeachment and some other big news and video clips. But this situation with the F-35 jet might need to be addressed head on. And so we may just end up taking calls from the military because I just don't have the experience. I mean, could the F-35 literally be untrackable and traceable? It might be. It's hard to believe, but that could be the case. But then it apparently lands in Cuba right next to a Chinese military installment. Oh, okay. But don't say anything. Joe Biden, best president ever. We're so safe. We're so secure under Joe Biden. He just gives our military secrets to every country that asks for them.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.